Okay. Take two. I messed up right at the very beginning. It's 7:10 a.m. on Wednesday, June the 13th, 2018. It's going to be a hot one. I got out. Tried to get out earlier. Certainly earlier than 10 o'clock. And I didn't get out yesterday, so I lost the morning to auto repair. So I wanted to make sure I got out today and get out before it gets too hot, because I mean, I think the ambient is like 62, 64. The official Greeley temp this morning is 59. But I'm looking for another 90 degree day today, so. The van was in the shop. Got the air conditioning taken care of, got to give it an oil change. And it was one of those, well, let's take a look at it. Okay, fine. And they got it right in the shop, right at 8:30. And so I waited to see what the results were going to be. And the results were, oh yeah, this is, man, it's just basically how much freon do we have to put in it, and it'll only take a few minutes. So I waited, and then I had to do a little more work on it. So I asked him to do the oil change, because I was right there, and oil change doesn't take very long, and they did that. So 2.5 hours, did a grocery shop on the way home. By the time I got home, I was like, yeah, I'm not going out. I'm not going out to walk in this heat. It was only 11 in the morning. But it was a full day of writing, work, chores. Didn't quite get 1,000 words in the work in progress, but I did a lot of writing yesterday in various formats, in various forms, in various places. One of the things I did was that I signed up to take an online course, because I don't have enough to do. But the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers offer online courses using Moodle. Now, I used Moodle back in the day, 12, 15 years ago. And I know it's come a long way since. So I wanted to see what the Moodle looked like. And it's pretty sharp. It's pretty cool. A lot of the rough edges seem to have been banged off. The course is basically a motivation and milieu, which is how this instructor sets up conflict, which is a pretty good model, actually. I like it. But I came in 2 days late and needed to do a little bit of catch-up last night. It was fun. It was good to sort of take a step back and look at some of these metacognitive aspects, or these meta... Yeah, it would be metacognitive, okay. Of how do you put together a story that's compelling? One of the units yesterday was sensory cues, which is really one of my really well-oiled techniques. I could use it more, probably should use it more. One of the exercises to write a scene where the character deals with at least 3 of the 5 senses and the scene explores some of the cultural aspects of the universe. And so, yeah, I figured, well, three, hell, I could do all five, that's not a problem. And my limit was 250 words. I didn't even need half of them. And I put out a paragraph together. It was about 120 words. I hit all five. It's not really hard if you're willing to push things together a little more closely than I'm willing to actually do in a real project. But I think that's also why I'm more comfortable doing 100,000 words than 2,000 words, even 5,000 words. I've got the metronome running, and yesterday I noticed the difference. My legs were, because I did the metronome the day before, my legs were saying, "Dude, what did you do?" And the answer is 120 beats a minute. So yeah, that was. It was interesting that even in spite of walking, upping the pace had a relatively marked effect on my legs. They feel good today, and I've still got the metronome going. I actually started this and then turned the metronome on, which shut off the recording, which I found tedious. But knowing that, I won't do that again. I'll start the metronome first. So yeah, I think altogether yesterday I wrote probably 4,000 words, 5,000 words between my Colorado Gold judging critiques and the lessons and the book. I wrote a lot yesterday. I'm looking to write a lot again today. I want to get some good uninterrupted time in the work, in progress, in home run. Okay, that's a lot of thistles. I'm right at the corner, making the turn east, heading for the monk post. This vacant lot here on the corner. I'm used to seeing a few pop up here and there, thistles. That's a lot of thistles. Run, bunny, run. They aren't all blossomed yet. There's a lot of... Oh, this one is nicely blossomed up. There's a lot of buds. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. flapping my arms, trying to get the shirt unstuck from my armpits. I'm working up quite a sweat, even though the air itself feels kind of cool. But it's still kind of working up a sweat here. So what else am I thinking about? What else am I talking about? Oh. I stepped back from most of the drama. Stepped back from back a lot from social media. There's a couple of things that I spotted yesterday. The Golden Age group still has the majority of my attention, although I do try to post something in the more public-facing RMFW Facebook group every once in a while. There's a lot of Writer of the Year award is the voting period is going to end here, I think, on the 15th. So get your votes in now. I've already done mine, so that's not a factor. There's also a lot of talk about Color Gold, the conference, and I'm not going to attend the conference. That program has nothing for me, so as much as it would be nice to have a weekend away. And I probably have enough credits from judging the novel writing contest that I could attend pretty much for free. Other than the hotel. Still, if there's nothing on the program for me, and I'm not on the program myself, then there isn't really a lot of incentive for me to pay the fee and attend. I will be doing WorldCon in August as a part of my CFO duties. There'll be a board meeting and a business meeting. So being there to hold the flag, as it were. They're going to pay my hotel for 2 nights. I'm trying to figure out how many nights I need to be there. At least 2, because I'm pretty sure the board meeting and the business meeting aren't going to be on the same day. And I'll need to fly in the day before to be there for an early morning meeting start. It's in San Jose, so it's not like it's a long way away, but getting a flight that arrives at 6 in the morning, so I have time to get to the hotel for an 8 o'clock meeting, means I need to leave here around 2 a.m. for 4 a.m. flight. Which does not sound like a really fun way to start a convention. I've never been to Worldcon. It's one of the big ones. And this year is in San Jose. Next year, it's in Ireland somewhere, so I won't be attending that one. Anyway, poppy is looking good this morning. Many blossoms. Much white. Wow. Yes, I know that's no longer a really cool meme, but screw it. Ah, I'm almost back. The sun is well up. There's haze in the distance. I don't know if it's smoke from the fires down at the other side of the Sangre de Cristos or what. There's a really big fire down there. It's a faint whiff of smoke, but it could be from somebody's barbecue pit. I don't know. I just stepped into the cool shade of this huge tree, and the temperature on my skin dropped about 5 degrees. Here we are, we're almost there. Just over 18 minutes. Gotta love it. This is where I need to be, because this is where the health benefit lies. So anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.